When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, gorgeous. Happy Super Bowl, Rams. Welcome to the Give Them La La podcast. I had an epic weekend.
Did you?
Hi, Jess.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Jess.
I did. I mean, it was the Super Bowl in LA. Mm-hmm. I went to the Sports Illustrated party.
So fun.
It was so fun. And, you know, there are times where I sit there and I commit to going out. And then as the time approaches, I usually say, fuck this. I'm not going. Like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
You know, because my mornings start early. Mm-hmm. And the days are very long. So when 7 o'clock rolls around and an event doesn't start until 9, I'm like, whoa. And you don't want to be the first person there.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I wore this amazing dress by Oceanus.
I saw it on Instagram.
So fantastic. Mm-hmm. Jack Harlow performed. I learned who he was. Kygo learned who that was.
Really? You didn't know?
I'm a 90-year-old. I know Tupac Shakur.
Right.
I know Britney Spears. Mm-hmm.
The classics.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow, not so much. Eminem, I know.
Yeah. So you had fun at the party. How late did you stay?
I got home at like 2:30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
When did you show up?
We got there around 10.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I rallied my ass off.
That's amazing.
I got pictures, which I never do. I don't like taking pictures because I never feel like how I look in person translates into a photo.
Right.
So I don't know which is lying to me, the camera or the mirror. You know, I'm like, which one of you is the liar in this?
Yeah.
And so I posted main page grid. I hardly ever do that with my fabulous dress.
So good.
Fabulous Dior bag. Mm-hmm. But some people, and of course I fixate on the negative comments, and they weren't even very negative. It was more just like, you look different.
Okay.
And I think it could be many things. Mm-hmm. One of which is I have not been injected in like 3 years.
Yeah.
So you're seeing my more natural face.
Yeah.
Like a more watered down injection look.
Right. 3 years though, that's like extremely watered down.
Yeah, no, like, it's a long time to not be injected. And also, I am really, really thin right now. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I love it. In fact, I was talking to a friend yesterday. And, you know, she's on the other end where she's like battling her weight after mm-hmm. a baby. And, you know, I made a comment like, I'm just really thin right now. And she was like, you can't say that to someone. You can't say that to me. And I had to open her eyes a bit. I was like, you have to validate what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that the stress that I've had since October, because she said, well, then you should eat.
And it's not that simple.
And I said, the stress I have had since October, it is hard for me to consume food. I feel like I want to vomit most of the time. I'm under a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. So validate what I'm saying. When I say I'm feeling thin, and I'm not feeling cute, I'm feeling like I look unhealthy, mm-hmm. I need you to hear me when I say that.
Right.
And I like opened her eyes. She was like, I'm so glad that you said that, because I always think like I'm battling the other side of weight.
Yeah.
So I never think about what someone like you is going through. So I think a lot of people, when they say she looks different, it's like, well, I've lost about 15 pounds since October.
Yeah.
Not by choice. Mm-hmm. I don't love feeling this way. You know, I like women with curves. And for me to like put a dress on, or literally I can't wear any of my clothes. Nothing fits right now. It hangs on me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I look sickly. So yes, I'm going to try and eat as much as I'm trying to consume as many calories as I can. But it's hard when you feel like as quickly as it goes in your mouth, you want to throw it up because right. you're just like that much stress and anxiety on you.
Right. And I mean, number one, I don't believe you look sickly at all, but it doesn't matter what anyone else says. When you feel a certain way, that's how you feel. And right. that's, but I think that it was good for you to open her eyes to that. And also, like, I get it. There are going to be trolls. It's so dated to comment on someone's body negatively, no matter what.
Right, it doesn't, it
like,
is.
Get, you know, like, get with the times. It's so dated. It's so, like, grow up. I want to say, just grow up. Like,
right.
get a life.
And if someone posts a picture on their main page, they obviously felt like they look really great.
Yeah.
So just let them know that they look really great.
Yeah.
And then talk behind their back to your little fucking friends, your other troll friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to comment on a picture. But for the most part, let's fixate on the good parts.
Right.
A lot of people were so kind.
And you looked beautiful. The dress was bomb. The shoes.
The what? Shoes were great.
What brand were those
Jimmy
shoes?
Jimmy Choo.
Oh.
You know?
I'm like, fingers crossed, Zara.
Was a whole vibe. I got them in Paris like years ago. Oh. Brittany has the same ones in white. She wore them, I think, for her wedding.
Oh, wow.
In one of her, like, for one of her wedding change.
Yeah.
Changes that she did.
Such
but it was great.
Yeah.
The weekend was great. You went out for the Super Bowl.
I went out. You guys, I never go out. I went out. I went to a party on the Super Bowl. It was important. I really wanted to see the halftime show on a big screen.
Right.
I was like so excited for it and all the people performing. And so got invited to this party and I was like, yeah. And a friend of mine was going and I was like, why don't I just go?
Yeah.
It was great. And got to see the halftime show on a big screen, which was like everything. And then I left right after and was home by 7.
That's what's up. I mean, we were home by 8:30. So you were in good company.
What'd you think about the halftime show?
Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
My most favorite halftime show that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's up there with when Beyonce performed.
Really?
Yeah. Probably higher than that. Because you're taking someone like Mary J. Blige and throwing her in with like songs that I grew up listening to. And I don't think people don't understand my obsession with like West Coast rap music.
Yeah.
Granted, like 50 is not from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Eminem, not from the West Coast. But they all are under Dr. Dre and he's the king of West Coast gangster rap. Like it's just what it is.
Yeah.
So I was going insane.
Yeah.
And I became obsessed with 50 Cent when In the Club first came out. And I was like he was my second crush next to Kobe Bryant.
Really?
Kobe Bryant was my first crush that I ever had. I was like borderline obsessed. Like I created books about him and like researched him daily.
Beautiful man.
Stunning.
Yeah.
But when 50 showed up, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's why when like the little beef happened, I was like so sad. But then I remember like it had nothing to do with me. So like I'm fine with it. I can, you know, reclaim my throwback obsession with 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. And so many people were like, why was he hanging upside down? I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you not remember when In the Club came out and he was hanging and doing the little sit ups?
Oh, my.
And like, that's
I'm just now when you said that. I was like, that was cool. He's coming in different. He was a surprise.
No, don't
I think.
You remember in the freaking music video? And he's like starts go shorty and he's like freaking hanging upside down while the doctor's like making notes. It's fantastic.
No,
the whole thing.
Iconic.
And then Mary J. Blige singing No More Drama for one of her songs. I'm like, that was the anthem in junior high with any heartbreak I ever experienced.
Yeah. Looking like a queen. I think she's
Grown and she is stunning. The body was on point.
Oh, my God. And I think she's like 50. She just looks insane.
It's insane.
She looks amazing.
Like she.
And like moving like I'm 30 and I'm like, no, I couldn't move like that. I would be out of breath within 10 seconds.
It was
doing the most. It was amazing.
It was iconic.
And Kendrick. Oh, I love Kendrick Lamar. And I was hoping he performed those two songs. They're like my favorite. Yeah. And I went off. I was in my own world just like dancing and singing. And I was so happy to be at a party because everyone around me was doing the same.
Right. Like in that, during that halftime performance, you forgot that anyone was around you. And yeah, you just were like transported to another world that you want to live in forever with the best music you've ever heard.
Right. It was the best. Okay, wait. So what did you do for the Super Bowl? You went out for the Sports Illustrated.
Right.
And then Super Bowl.
By the way, so many people that I met that night or saw, they'd be like, what's your next stop tonight? Like, where else are you going? I'm like, motherfucker, my next stop is my bathtub and my bed. Like, this is where it starts and ends. I'm not going anywhere else.
Yeah.
We went to Jackson Brits for the Super Bowl.
Okay, fun.
We had kids, so it was such a vibe. Stassi cried because, you know, Bo is a huge Rams fan. Like, beyond. It's so funny to see Stassi because she's such like this chic, bougie, I don't want, you know, watch sports. She shows up in her Rams gear. Hartford's got her little romper on with Rams patches on her denim, you know, romper.
Yeah.
And when they won, she cried because she's the wife of a huge Rams fan, okay, like a super fan.
So she's not really a sports person, but for Bo, she's like there.
Die hard.
Oh, and was he at the party?
He was at the game. He went to the game.
Got to go to the Super Bowl?
Yes, by himself.
Oh, my God.
And he got there yesterday. I watched his story. It was like maybe 11:30 in the morning. And I think he was thinking like it'll be on and popping. Yeah. No one was at the stadium, but he located a Red Lobster, which he was really happy about.
Okay, good.
It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, and Ocean during the game, like she likes what her mom likes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when she watches the NBA or the NFL, any type of game like that, she's
into it.
Fixated.
And you said she was dancing during the halftime show.
Okay. Full on thizzle face. For those of you who don't know what a thizzle face is, I dated a guy in high school who was from the Bay. Mac Dre invented the thizzle face. And it's first I do like this, put a look on my face like I smell some piss.
You know? I don't know.
So that's West Coast as well. And Ocean loves a good thizzle face.
She does.
So she had her thizzle face on. She was in my arms and she had her arm in the air with her index finger out. And she was bobbing her arm and her head. And I was like, this is the proudest moment like, that I will ever.
This is my daughter.
She's totally her mom's kid.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time, and the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14 karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
It was a Super Bowl like I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
People getting together, cocktails, lots of chips and dip.
Right.
Pizza.
That's fun. So you didn't, do you, you don't have Super Bowl traditions, do you? I mean, you said Super Bowl like you remember. So you
used to. Okay. Yeah. Super Bowl Sunday was, football season in general at my house was like everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I got paid by people to like put their fantasy football leagues together because it was like the NFL draft is on. Okay, well, we know what we're doing tonight as a family. It's Thursday night football. We know what we're doing. Saturdays, we're dedicated to college football. Like,
what?
Any day of the week that had football involved, that was what we were doing.
So, wait, you got paid by people to put their draft teams together.
Yeah.
You were obviously good at it. How did you even get good at it? How did you go about picking those people?
Well, because, you know, I likes the mans that plays the sports. So, it was like, that was my recruiting process for eye candy. And then just in exchange, I got really good at the game because it was like, oh, that's the dude who's the wide receiver from LSU and he's going to be top pick or whatever. So it was like, but I know that because he fine.
Yeah. And you just got good at it. So you would watch like the drafts. You were in it because I didn't even know what a draft meant. And you were just like watching drafts, which is kind of crazy.
Yes. It was a family affair.
Okay, so top best looking right now in your brain when I say this, who's the first guy that comes up best looking?
Football? Odell Beckham. But I mean, everyone will say that. And really? Not only is he extremely good looking, his girl is even more good looking than he is.
Yeah.
And they're about to have a baby. And I'm like, this baby is going to be like the most stunning thing.
Really?
Besides Ocean. That will ever walk the planet.
I love it. Odell Beckham. Wait, I'm so bad at sports, you guys. He was on one of the teams that played, right?
The Rams.
OBJ.
Yes.
With the colored hair.
So cute. Yes.
Oh, he's so very cute. Good looking. Yeah.
Very good looking. Like I said, his girl's even more fine than he is. And he got hurt, though, during the game. So he was obviously not playing, but he scored the first touchdown of the game. So,
oh man, look at that.
You know, at least he got that.
Yeah.
It was just really cool. It was really cool to be here in LA. We live here. The game was here.
Mm-hmm.
Our home team takes the Super Bowl, and it's like
lots.
And just everything was just in line.
Everything was happened the right way.
Correct. Like that hasn't happened since the Ravens played the San Francisco 49ers for me, because the Ravens, I grew up watching them. I don't know why that was our team of choice, but it just was.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, my sister-in-law is from San Francisco. We're Baltimore Ravens fans. They're playing each other in the Super Bowl. Beyonce's performing. This is the best day ever.
Yeah. That's fun.
It's just a great day.
Yeah, it was good energy all around. You could feel it in LA.
You could feel it.
You could feel it. Just everyone was happy. Even like, Cincinnati Bengals fans that were at the party I was at, they were just kind of like, just loving it. Just loving the game, even though they lost.
Yeah, but it wasn't a blowout.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun weekend.
Which is always an easy, I don't know if it's an easier loss to take if it's a blowout or that close where you're like, oh, if we would have just done that one thing differently.
Right.
Either way, here we are. It's Valentine's Day. I know this will air on Wednesday. It's my little brother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Easton.
I'm going to have him on the podcast today.
So fun.
Naturally. I love this day because for me, it's never been like about a partner. It's just always been Easton's birthday. So I ride hard for this day.
Yeah. Do you, Because you said to me the other day, you're like, I think Valentine's Day is just about love, like focusing on the love you have for all the people in your life.
That's how I feel about it. Like, I don't think it has to be about your significant other. That should be celebrated daily. And if it's just one day.
Yeah. Did you ever, because I always thought growing up, it was more about that. Because in class, you would hand out Valentines to everyone.
Right.
And then I would always get, on Valentine's Day, I would wake up and there'd be like a little box of chocolates from my dad.
Right.
And like a little rose.
So cute.
So I always just assumed it was all about love. I was never like, oh, it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, until I got more like high school.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything with like family or friends on Valentine's Day that was a thing?
It was just always Easton's birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The party.
So it was like, I would take my boyfriend at the time when I like lived back home with me to Easton's birthday. Mm. But for me, it was like me and my boyfriend are banging it out like jackrabbits no matter what day it is. You know, we're going through a pack of 12 condoms in a day, you know, like in high school, living our best life.
Yes, living your best life. I love that. High school Lala is someone that I need to learn about one day because I have like these thoughts, because I've seen pictures of you and you were like pretty. Honestly, you look like it, like you'd be an actress. Like I see you in high school and I'm like, oh, that's like that girl would be in the movie like Mean Girls or like.
Well, I was a geek. I was a theater geek.
Yeah, you were just. But yeah. Were you a theater geek?
Oh, I was not a popular kid.
Really?
No, not at all. And maybe if you look at pictures, you're like, you were cute. But like, yeah. I didn't feel like a cute person. I was like bullied by most people.
Really?
I was like never invited to the cool parties with those little bitch cheerleaders. You know?
When did you get, well, I guess this has been asked before, but like the confidence in feeling cool, was it not until you moved to LA?
No, I didn't get my confidence until I like entered Vanderpump Rules and had to pretend like I was a confident person.
Wild. Yeah. That's crazy. And you had a boyfriend. Did you have the same boyfriend all throughout high school?
I had he was my high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. We got together when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up when I was 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's what's 17. Is that like junior, sophomore? So
junior. I was a junior. He was a senior.
Okay. So that's half of high school.
Yeah. And we moved out to LA together. This was like the first time that we, we just had been in Utah for however many years and it was fun. And then I got word that he was like trying to get to this girl I introduced him to. She was like my new friend in LA.
Okay.
And I broke up with him over a text message and said, I never want to see you again. And he was like, I was just trying to be your friend. And I was like,
no.
I have the pit. Goodbye. He would show up to my apartment and I told the gate guy, I was like, do not let him in. Don't call me if he shows up.
Wow. The pit's always right.
Yeah, we never spoke again. I don't play with the cheating, you know? Because I, once the trust is gone for me, like I have zero interest in keeping you in my life. Like be gone. Yeah. So we broke up when I was 20. Mm-hmm. And then I found my true love.
Your true love.
I will not name his name. I'll keep him protected. But he was fine as it gets. He was so fine.
Wait, at 20 you found your true
love? I was like 21. After my high school boyfriend is when I started going into like, okay, we're slipping into hoe phase.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'm not kidding. I thought you were going to say I found my true love and then there was going to be a beat and then you were going to say Perrier.
No. Perrier became my true love after I got sober.
Okay. So true love at 20. Love that.
It was like 21 because I could drink.
Okay.
I remember feeling cool because he'd asked me what I was doing and I was like, I'm having cocktails at a bar. Oh, and he was like not old enough to drink yet. He was like still in college playing football.
So younger. You guys, I'm trying to figure this out as you are because I have no idea what she's talking about and I love the mystery.
Yeah. I will never name his name.
Okay.
Ever. I will keep him totally protected. But he was fire and we had really fun sexy time.
You had sexy time.
Oh yeah. Oh. I know.
This is spicy.
It is spicy.
I love this.
I'm gonna get back on the horse. Back on the dick, I guess. Back
on the get back on the dick. Are you? Well, that's good. All
in due time.
Do you feel pressure? Do you feel like, man, I got to get back at it? Or are you just like, take my time. It happens when it happens.
Take my time.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm solid right now. I'm having fun just like texting really good looking men.
Right.
That are tall with killer jawlines and tattoos. Like, that's all I want. You know?
Killer jawlines and tattoos. That's
all a bitch needs. I
love that.
Yes. So we'll take a quick break and we will be back with my little brother. Not so little anymore. Brother Easton.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We are back with my little bro.
Hey.
Easton.
I'm here.
Let's talk about the hair for a sec.
It's going soon.
So Easton has this hair right now, and it's like 12 dreadlocks put into one dreadlock and then rubber bands all through it. I'm actually kind of digging it. I think I'm getting used to it.
Well, that's how I feel. And I feel like I haven't had my hair ever this long.
No, it's never been that long.
No. But it's getting to the point where I already can't run a comb through it.
Right.
And now matting is the biggest issue when I sleep. So now I got 3 dreads into one.
Right.
And now it's just not that fun. And drying it and bathing is nightmare.
Yeah. I like when you have your hair short and it's like cute and curly because Easton has the curliest, cutest hair ever. And then you bleach it out. But then you have like a dark root.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
I was about to say, because the last time I did it, it was like a 2 and bleached.
Yes.
And it was 2 M&M for me.
Well, we have big ears.
And that's why I like my hair long right now. Because I get to hover they cover the ears.
Right.
And I don't fly away when it blows.
I feel the same way. Like, I never wear my hair back because I'm so insecure about my ears. But I'm getting them pinned back. I have officially scheduled my date for, I'm getting my boobs done and I'm getting my ears pinned back. I've pulled the trigger. It's happening. Don't comment on my Instagram telling me I'm crazy because I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck.
If your ears look good, maybe I'll go in second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've been insecure about them for so long. Really just the one.
Well, me and you have talked about it since we were in like
little kids.
Yeah. Junior high.
Can I tell you what the doctor said to mom?
What?
You should have had him pinned back when she was about 5 or 6 because the cartilage is softer. My mom's looking at him like, I could not have done that to my baby.
Could you now seeing where mom's coming from, would you do it if Ocean had big ears?
Oh, if Ocean has big ears, 2, we're taking her right in. I'm just kidding.
But no, could you pin them back? See, it's just like,
are you crazy? I look at Ocean and like, the thought of her getting older and talking about any insecurity that she has, I'm going to be like, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You're out of your mind. You don't need one thing fixed. Perfection lives on your face and within you.
And that's why people come at you on Instagram, because that's what they think about you.
About what?
Because you're perfect. You don't need it done. You want it done.
Oh, that is that's so where I'm sweet, saying. Easton. So how do the girls feel about this hair? Do you try to bag bitches? Is that what they say these days?
I don't know.
Bag a bitch?
In all honesty, I'm on a 22 fuck-free year working on me.
2022?
It's a fuck-free year.
So you're practicing abstinence for a whole
all
year?
All year. Doing well so far. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, hey. Looking for me.
I love that.
And I'm serious, too. I'm going to do it.
I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I just feel like I can, there's a lot of things that are distractions and that's one of them. So I don't care what my hair looks like. I don't care what you think of it. And I'm going to just keep going.
Wow. You're such a vibe. Yeah. How do I embody everything that you're saying? I mean, I would like to get banged out, I'll be honest.
I think you need to.
I do too.
I'm going to, I will have been pom-poms a minute. And cheer when it happens for you.
So yeah, I'm about to have a 6.5 tattoo Superman on top of me.
I thought you were talking about other lengths.
Well, that too. So, do you think people listening to this are going to be like, they're brother and sister?
Right? I don't know. But
I know.
I don't
we're
care.
Like so Whatever. Open as a family, but I feel like that's why I didn't like lose my virginity until I was 17. I didn't have a drink of alcohol until I was like literally graduating from high school. Didn't even have a puff of weed until I was 21.
So I started smoking weed when I was 18. That was the first time I ever stopped.
But we were so open. Like, I didn't need to try it out.
Sheltered is when you are like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, like, I need to see what it's about.
Mom and dad were never cared what we were doing. So we were like, I don't need to because they don't care.
Right. And can I tell you, I always remember, like, as I got older, people would talk about drugs. And I'm like, but they taught us be drug-free in elementary.
Be dare-aware.
Yes. Be dare-aware. I was like, they must have missed that day.
They really did. I had a car that said that.
I was all about the DARE officer coming in to teach us about how to be good kids.
And Smokey the Bear do you remember him? He'd come in so we wouldn't light fires up in the forest.
Yeah, because we're from Utah. So it's like, make sure that you keep, well, it doesn't even matter if you're from Utah. Yeah, I mean, no, anywhere with mountains. Yeah, for sure here. But yeah, I listened to Smokey the Bear. I was like all about that life. And Easton and I were only a year apart in school, right? No, two years.
But so like, we at least got to go to
school. We got to go together. For 1 year.
Yeah.
And Easton was so small in high school.
5'5".
Did you get bullied in high school, Easton?
Yeah. For my height, my size. I mean, I'm still a twig, but.
No, you look good. You look good.
Well, thank you.
Like, your body type fits your height. You know, like, you're not lurpy.
Discussions, but. No, I mean, I'd rather be this than. That
within five feet tall.
Yeah, I mean, I do not want to be 5'5" again. I mean, I was 5'5" when I got my license, and I was under 100 pounds. I had to sit on a book bag to drive the vehicle.
I remember that
in that time, I mean, it was kind of like the pull up and the crank to lift the chair. It wasn't automatic.
So no, you had to do the like.
I knew I had my books. I never forgot books. I never did my homework, but I can never forget my book bag because I couldn't see to get to school.
No, that's a true story. Easton had a folder that my dad would send him to school with, and it said, turn in, do your homework. And he would come home with the folder with all the papers.
Oh, I would do my homework and I just wouldn't turn it in.
And I would look at him and I'd be like, I've had that teacher. She literally at the beginning of class says, turn in your assignments. Where are you when she's asking this?
I was elsewhere. Just daydreaming about not being there, I guess.
So we know that you're going to be sex free, not necessarily drug free. Easton likes his weed. Welcome to California. It's fine.
I'm a little weed smoker, yeah. Put me to bed.
But what, when it comes time to pick a mate, a girlfriend, what are you looking for in a girl? By the way, you can find Easton on Instagram at EASTON Burningham, just like you're burning ham.
I'm looking for somebody that I can spend time with that doesn't annoy me.
So simple.
Does that make it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I can sit and not say words for hours and be content with somebody
and not feel like the presence is there.
But if you start talking and I'm not wanting to talk, you know, just don't be annoying. Like, I'm just looking for somebody who is on my same
wavelength.
Yeah, of just not, I don't know.
You don't want to entertain someone.
No, I hate entertaining. I just want to do my own thing while they do their own thing and we can do our own things together.
Easton's looking for someone where if just you're around him, you need to make it seem like you're not around him.
Thank you.
So simple.
So simple.
What about facial features? Do you have a type? Like what the girl
looks
like?
I do have a type, but I don't know what that type is. Because now I've been looking around and, I mean, I thought I had a type, but now I'm finding other
girls that you're like attracted to?
Yeah, that I wouldn't find attractive beforehand.
Oh, so you're evolving.
Yeah.
Your taste is evolving.
I'm getting older, I think.
Well, yeah. Easton just turned 29.
30 comes next.
I know. Well, we know you can count, so that's good. Yeah.
Well, on my grade, you wouldn't know.
Wait, is that so weird? Is it weird that this is the last birthday you're ever going to have in your 20s? I get a lot of people on Cameo because I'm on Cameo.
Hit a bitch. Go get your cameos.
Go get your cameos. That send me messages and they're like having a hard time because they're venturing into their last year in their 20s and they're kind of freaking out and they need words of inspiration. And I'm like, bitch, 30 is fucking lit.
That's what I will say that I was talking to Jason.
Yeah.
And he made me feel very good about being 29. I was like, all right, it's not as bad getting to 30s. He was like, you haven't even touched the prime of yours. He goes, no. When I hit 30, that's when everything got better. I was like, okay, I'm now excited.
And then you look at people like Kim Kardashian and she's in her 40s and you're like, I can't wait to be 40.
Right?
Then you see Jennifer Lopez at 50. You're like, I can't wait to be 50. Then you realize you're not Kim Kardashian or Jennifer Lopez. And when you hit that age, you're going to look old as fuck and be like tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I look at them and I'm like, I'm not even scared of that age. Oh, wait, I'm not either of those people. So I should be nervous.
No, you're going to be fine.
I'll be fine. I got Botox today.
And your beauty brand keeping you just looking fresh.
Fresh. Give them all a beauty has me fresh to death.
Clean face, looking money.
Do I look like a teen mom? Because a lot of times I'll like get into an elevator or something with my baby and they're looking at me like...
If I can be honest, you don't look like you're in your 30s, no? I would say that you could... I mean, depending on the day, yeah, you can look like... I wouldn't say a teen mom.
Okay.
But I would say like... Yeah, no, like you, 20s, you look early. You could pull off 20s. Early 20s.
Okay, because you definitely don't look 29.
No, God, no. I look...
And our older brother, Brandon, definitely doesn't look like he's...
45.
No, not even.
No. He looks 30 still.
But what was crazy is
baby faces.
Baby faces, but my dad, he always looked super old.
He really did.
But then like his face never changed. So then he started looking really young.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it was
he looked 50 when he was 40 and then when he was 60, he looked 50.
Right, like his face just never changed. So he just like didn't ever look like his friends started looking old and I'm like, my dad looks the same as he did when he was like young.
Right?
Yeah. It's just what it is.
Yeah. Now I'm worried about how I'm gonna look.
You're gonna look great. You're gonna look great.
After you know? I pin the ears back like you, then I'll be great.
Yeah, the ears will get pinned back. The thing about it is we gotta get you moved out to California because there's moisture in the air. Utah's very dry and it goes from like frigid to extremely hot. So your face turns into like, you know, that sand that you see and it has all the cracks in it because it's so dry.
Yeah.
That's what your skin starts to look like.
Yeah. Like the salt flats.
Exactly. Salt
Lake. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm not even, I get out of the shower when I'm in Salt Lake and I have to immediately put on lotion because I just start to crack. Everywhere. I'm not even kidding.
We have Jessica in the room and she's looking at us like
we're on.
You can't escape me that easily.
She's here nodding in approval of everything we say. Okay. Before I let you go, I just wanted some laughter on the podcast.
Well,
you're so funny. No one makes me laugh like Easton. I'm going to have another podcast episode with you on it. And we're just going to really, I'm breaking Easton in slow because I told him I was going to have him on the podcast today. And he was like,
no,
tripping out. What was your most favorite part of your birthday that was on Valentine's Day?
Honestly, just being able to fly out here and being with family.
Okay.
And spending it with, oh.
Oh.
I just like, you know me. I like chill. I don't like a whole lot of nonsense going around. And I like having really close people around me. And I had a good friend fly out. So that, I'm around good people. And that's what's really good.
There we go. So quality time.
Yeah.
Then there's my mom who wants to drag us to the west side at 4 p.m. and make us sit in traffic for 2 hours on the way home. But it's okay. It was lovely. We saw the sunset. Ocean loved it. Easton had a great birthday. I love having you on the podcast and I love having you here, Easton.
I'm glad to be on it for the first time and hopefully this is first of many. And
we're breaking the audience in slow.
No, yeah. I and if anyone knows more than you, I hate this type of shit. But I feel like I could ease into it. It's just
you hate like being on platforms?
Yeah.
I told Easton, I was like, you need to...
And then once I figure it out, I can ease into it. It's just that little anxiety kick at first, you know?
Yeah. You already seem to be sinking into it, but we have to wrap it up. Sorry. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, but I told Ethan, I was like, if you don't start posting on social media,
and I'm
private unfollowing
too.
Your ass.
And I'm private. Nobody can follow me. So maybe I'll let people start to follow me now.
Stay private. Can they slide into your DM, though?
Slide into the DMs. Yeah. You can't? Yeah, it's a request. I can see it.
Oh, you can
request.
See it. Yeah. This is what I will say. If anybody slides into your DM with any inappropriate pictures, because
send
I'm on a roll.
No, send them.
No, I will blast your ass on my socials. I really won't, but I will be upset. Easton's trying to be abstinent, so
yeah, but
slide
I can
in
look.
The DM with appropriate content. You can still look.
Yeah, I can still look. I'll see if you're something. That
wait, when you're abstinent, are you allowed to like jack off and stuff like that? Well, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Well, I'm
are
not
you?
Well, I'm just not.
What is abstinent? No sex with someone else?
No sex with someone else, but you can be fully abstinent, like a lot of the Catholics are supposed to be when they're growing up. But you can jerk off.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm jerking off in. Yeah. Catch me over there. Catch me on that side of the sun.
Welcome to the Burning Ham. All right, you guys, I hope that you had the best Valentine's Day ever, no matter how you celebrated. For me, obviously, Valentine's Day is all about my little brother. Who's,
thank you.
I love you so much, Titi.
I love you more.
I hope you enjoyed this very fun episode of Give Them Lala with Easton.
Hey, hey.
We'll be back next week. I love you.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.